Hello, everyone. This is Jim Hampton inviting you to go back in time. Back to the beginnings of rock and roll. Back to the days of carbon paper, manual typewriters, and phonographs, when your favorite songs were on 45s. Back to your high school days filled with sock hops, football and basketball games, and hanging out at your favorite big boy. Back to the days of cruising on Woodward or Telegraph or Gratiot, revving up your Chevy 4-speed dual quad posit traction 409, or Mustang, T-Bird, Pontiac GTO, or how about a tricked up 32 Ford V8, otherwise known as a Little Deuce Coupe.
Little GTO, you really looking fine.
Mustang Sally, guess you better slow your Mustang down.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Honey, I say, big red Corvette. Baby, much too fast.
Hey, little Cobra, don't you know you're gonna shut them down?
Watched American Bandstand on TV, but for music and cruising, radio was king. And back then, there were only three or four places on the Detroit radio dial where you could hear the latest hits, and the DJs who became our friends and companions. Every song, every hit told the story about our growing up, about our lives, our loves, and our cars. And that's what this show's all about. We're gonna recall the music, the memories, and the DJs who were the soundtrack to our youth. It's Radio Recall. DJs, cars, and cruising. Making memories one more time.
Do you remember? Do you remember?
Down to the wire, Detroit baby. Here we go. From yours truly, Joel Sebastian on WXYZ.
Three Dog Night out in the country from Keener and Scott Regan. It's 9:26.
2 minutes after 8 o'clock, WXYZ, the Lee Allen Show. We're talking with guys and gals. You know the number, right?
Well, hi again. This is Dave Schaefer, Jack the Bellboy, and ever-loving WJBK, and we're underway for this.
You know, it's amazing what Berry Gordy's done in just a handful of years. Keener Gold on the green scene.
Keener Vibration.
We're going to have a thing by Mr. Question Mark and the Mysterians, known as 96 Tears, coming up next here on the Don Z Show.
CK 2020 News is go for 60 seconds.
56 degrees in Detroit, and this, of course, is the Robert E. Lee Show.
24 before 6, WXYZ presenting Jim Hampton right here. Man, there is nobody else around, so I thought I'd stop by.
4 o'clock at CKLW, and this is Tom Shannon.
Yours truly, Robin, is your Bobbin' with Robin.
Let's live it up with Dick Curtin.
The Dick Curtin Show from WKNI, key to 13 and all that blah, blah, blah. 1008 WKNI time. More music more often and all that stuff.
We will be about 10 feet from them as they come out. There's John Lennon.
There they are. There are the Beatles.
Some of that good loving by those young rascals right here on Giant CK. Welcome to the biggest fool of them all, Bud Davies. More than happy to be with you every day.
Your ace from inner space, Ernie Durham on the swingingest show on the radio.
In the mid to late 60s here in Detroit, I had the great opportunity to work as a DJ on WXYZ and WJBK. When I was in Farmington High School, growing up in Farmington Hills, I used to DJ all the dances, so my desire to be like my favorite DJ started at a very early age. And of course, I'd spend hours listening to stations like WKMH, WXYZ, WJBK, and CKLW. KMH, which became Keener, and Wixie, WXYZ, were my favorites. These were the Motown and Beatle years, and I remember listening to Lee Allen on the horn, Robin Seymour, and Jack the Bellboy, Bob Green, and this crazy guy who would yell into a trash can, Dave Prince. He called himself Sangu.
Sangu, Sangu, I'll tell you, all right, wait.
This is WKMH 1310.
we're going to flash back with actual air checks of many of these guys. Plus, you're going to hear the 30 biggest hits about cars that used to blast out of your speakers at full volume as you cruise the streets of Detroit during the greatest days of your past. Plus, we'll have some surprise celebrity guests, and our own news ace, Bob Hart, is going to remember the news events of years gone by, and we'll have a little fun with trivia, too. But most of all, we're going to relive the music, the memories, and the DJs that we still remember today. This is Radio Recall, DJs, Cars, and Cruisin', presented by Big Boy Restaurants. Are you ready? Let the memories begin.
We've got music, memories, DJs, on Radio Recall, the Jim Hampton Show.
Riding along in my automobile, my baby beside me at the wheel. I stole a kiss at the turn of a mile, my curiosity running wild. Cruising and playing the radio, with no particular place to go. Riding along in my automobile, I was anxious to tell her the way I feel. So I told her softly and sincere, and she leaned and whispered in my ear. Cuddling more and driving slow, with no particular place to go. Place to go. So we parked way out on the Kokomo. The night was young and the moon was cold. So we both decided to take a stroll. Can you imagine the way I felt? I couldn't unfasten a safety belt. Riding along in my calaboose, still trying to get her belt to loose. All the way home I held a grudge for the safety belt that wouldn't budge. Cruising and playing the radio, with no particular place to go.
Hey, that's Chuck Berry kicking it off with the number 30 all-time great car song. And if you're cruising in your automobile right now with no particular place to go, I want you to turn up your radio for this special three-hour presentation of Radio Recall. We call it DJs, Cars, and Cruisin'. Now, when you think of what defined us as we grew up in the 60s and 70s and so on, it was our cars. I was trying to remember the other day all the cars I had, but I mostly remember the first ones. My mom had a 1960 white Mercury with gold interior that I got to drive. My sister's first car was a used 56 Pontiac Star Chief Catalina, which I inherited when she went away to school. It was in great shape, and I can still smell the leather. But for my very first car, my dad helped me get a 1963 Plymouth Sport Fury convertible. It was all black with red interior, had a push-button gear shift on the console. I'll never forget it. I just saw one online the other day for sale. It sold for over $83,000. Amazing. I used to love to drive around Detroit back then. I'd have the top down, the radio blaring, and on the radio was probably the most popular DJ to ever hit Detroit's airwaves. His name? Lee Allen. And Lee's going to be joining us shortly, but first, take a listen to Lee Allen on the horn as he actually sounded on this one very special night on WXYZ Radio.
From now until midnight in Detroit.
The horn and $1 million worth of talent. We'll call it the cream of the crop until 12 o'clock.
Oh, yeah!
Woo!
horn from now until the very top of the clock at midnight in Detroit. Between now and then, we'll have some of the most fantastical round ones in this big old town. We'll have something old to play, something new in review, and a couple of things to say. You find even 30 seconds you like, we'll do it again tomorrow and call it the cream of the crop until 12 o'clock.
Number 9, Detroit Sound Survey, moving. And I want you to know one thing. I want to tell you something about that song, and I don't want you to take offense at it or anything like that. As a matter of fact, if you take offense, then how would you keep the dog in the yard?
Free ice cream, free gifts, fun for the whole family at Marola Chevrolet during the Marola's old-fashioned ice cream social. Save more than a week's pay at Marola Chevrolet. Prices are really taking a licking.
Now, wait a minute. Everybody's getting too silly on this program tonight. And I don't serve towels with this program. Hey, listen, kids, bring mom and dad and the whole family and get free ice cream. It is 14 minutes after 8 o'clock on the Lee Allen program, and it certainly is a shame that they allow a guy like me. No, I don't.
Channel 12-7 WXYZ. Go, go!
You're on the Lee Allen Show. Lee Allen on the horn with $1 million worth of talent, the cream of the crop until 10 o'clock. And Madcap Murphy here on America's number one popular music station. We're going to take 60 seconds now for Joe Vaughn and WXYZ award-winning news headlines. And we'll be back to go till 10 o'clock tonight.
That was the great Lee Allen, who probably influenced more young people, including myself, than any other Detroit radio personality. In fact, Lee's going to be stopping by later in the show to chat a bit. But first, let's check out the number 29 all-time favorite car song of our past. It's the Beach Boys.
Tack it up, buddy, gonna shut you down. It happened on the strip where the road is wide. Two cool shorts standing side by side. Yeah, a fuel-injected Stingray and a 413. Revving up their engines and it sounds real mean.
Tack it up, buddy, gonna shut you down.
Declining numbers at an even rate. At the count of one, we both accelerate. My Stingray is light, the slicks are starting to spin. But the 413's really digging in.
Gotta be cool now, power shift, here we go. Superstar Dodge is whining out in low, but my fuel injector Stingray's really starting to go. Get the traction, I'm riding the clutch. My pressure plate's burning, that machine's too much. Shut it off, shut it off, buddy, now I shut you down.
That's Shut Down by the Beach Boys. Brian Wilson, Mike Love, and an L.A. DJ named Roger Christian wrote that song. It's about a drag race between a super stock 413 cubic inch 1962 Dodge Dart and a fuel-injected 63 Chevy Corvette Stingray. And it's amazing that more than 50 years later, it's still being performed by the guys, and it's a classic from our past. Coming up next, it's the battle of Pete Seaton's Super Shaker Chevrolet versus Mopar. And DJs Robert E. Lee from WJBK and Joel Sebastian from WXYZ battle it out. This is Jim Hampton on Radio Recall.
Radio Recall, the Jim Hampton Show.
Detroit Flagway, a grand opening Saturday night spectacular.
Pete Seaton's fantastic
classic fuel-burning Chevrolet Seton Shaker.
Battling the king of the Hemi engines, the Ram Chargers Dodge. Pete Seton says,
my Chevy's going to blow the Ram Chargers off this Saturday, and all Mopar drivers will be buying Chevrolets on Monday morning.
Chevrolet versus Mopar in a factory showdown.
At Detroit Dragway.
Chevrolet at Dix. Racing begins at 8 p.m.
Saturday night
at Detroit Dragway.
It was Gil Cohn, the owner of Detroit Dragway, and promoter Ben Christ who came up with the idea for those commercials in the early 60s. Detroit Dragway became one of the city's biggest attractions. At the same time, there was also a race going on between two of Detroit's top 40 radio stations, WXYZ at 1270.
WXYZ, all American.
And WJBK at 1500 on the AM dial.
WJBK Radio.
Now, Radio Recall remembers two great personalities from those competing radio stations, just as they sounded back then. First, from WJBK, here is afternoon DJ Robert E. Lee.
The Robert E. Lee Show.
Outstanding.
And he is wild.
Yeah!
In there, guys and gals, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back now to the final 55 of the R.E. Spree, the Rebel Go Round. I am for a lucky number 11 of July 1963, Four Seasons time.
Morning.
Number one. Called Marlena, done by the Four Seasons here on Radio 15, the number one best-selling sound in Detroit. And earlier we played the other side of it, which is also very popular. It's called Candy Girl. We have 8.5 minutes after 6 o'clock, Vander Vander Bumper Jumper time.
WJBK Radio 15 in Detroit.
And now, from WJBK Radio 15, another Flashback.
My tears are gone, 'cause you've taken her away. And though it really hurts me so, there's something that I've gotta say.
Bash flack.
Take good care of my baby. Please don't ever make her blue.
That's Robert E. Lee from WJBK in 1963. JBK and XYZ used to alternate between being number one in Detroit, and the guy that held down the competing afternoon spot on WXYZ was Joel Sebastian. Check this out.
Oh, baby, you gotta be careful when you're building that mountain of love, because somebody's liable to come along and make a little chip chip.
From one little kiss and a lot of loving, you build a big mansion of love. High on a hill of happiness, with someone that you've been dreaming of. You build a wall all around with a lot of loving, all around your mansion of love. Chip, chip, a chipping away, chipping at your mansion of love. Away.
11 minutes after 2, that's big time on the Joel Sebastian Show on the greatest of them all, baby, and don't you ever forget it, WXYZ.
You're hearing things.
I hear you.
Hearing things on WXYZ.
31 WXYZ degrees, chance of a lot of snow tonight, baby.
Packer Foods presents Rosemary Clooney.
Packer's got the price.
Come on to my house, broadcast house of WXYZ, the Joel Sebastian Show. You know your family. Your family can gather round a round steak more often because Packer Foods has lowered the price of its USDA Choice round steak. Packer's got the meat. Packer's got the price. We've got the music.
Let's go with the All-Americans on WXYZ.
That's WXYZ's Joel Sebastian from the 60s. You may remember that Joel co-hosted a TV dance party with Lee Allen called Club 1270 on Channel 7. Both Robert E. Lee and Joel Sebastian have passed on, but fortunately, we have these amazing air checks to help us remember. This is Jim Hampton. Coming up, our official radio news aide's Bob Hart is going to remember some years gone by. Plus, we'll continue our review of the 30 all-time great car songs on this special presentation of Radio Recall, DJs, Cars, and Cruisin', presented to you by Big Boy Restaurants, home of the original double-deck cheeseburger since 1936. A dream that started over 75 years ago as a small burger counter is still alive today because of listeners like you. Big Boy Restaurants opened in 1936 as a humble burger pantry. Now it's a brand loved by people around the world. From the beginning, Big Boy set out to do one thing: serve delicious food. It all started with the Big Boy, the original double-deck cheeseburger, two all-beef patties on a sesame seed bun with famous Big Boy special sauce. When you visit Big Boy now, you may notice quite a few more items on the menu, like their new footlongs, which include the classic footlong and coney footlong, an all-beef hot dog topped with hot and hearty chili. Or try their new delicious Burger Lovers burgers, like the best cheeseburger on the planet, and the taste bud-kicking Fiesta Burger, an all-beef patty seasoned and cooked to perfection, then topped with spicy queso. Oh, wow. Visit your nearest Big Boy today for a little nostalgia and a lot of good food.
Radio Recall.
Bob Hart reporting the headlines from 1964. U.S. Senator Barry Goldwater announces he will seek the Republican nomination for president. Meanwhile, current President Lyndon Johnson declares a war on poverty. Two record companies, VJ and Capitol, are fighting over the release of a Beatles album. VJ's Introducing the Beatles is trying to get the jump on Capitol's Meet the Beatles. The U.S. Surgeon General announces that smoking may be hazardous to your health. This is the first time the government has made this statement. The Beatles arrive at JFK International Airport to a tumultuous reception. I Want to Hold Your Hand is on the top of the charts, officially launching the British music invasion. And the World's Fair opens in New York, celebrating its 300th anniversary. Those are some of the stories making news in 1964. This is Bob Hart on Radio Recall with Jim Hampton.
Remember this golden record.
Remember 1964? It's our number 28 song, written by Brian Wilson and Mike Love of the Beach Boys and inspired by Honda motorbikes in the early 60s. It's the Hondells.
It's all right. I'll tell you what we're gonna do. Put on a ragged sweatshirt, I'll take you anywhere you want me to. First gear, it's alright. Second gear, I'll lean right. Third gear, hang on tight. Faster,
it's alright.
It's not a big motorcycle, just a groovy little motorbike. It's more fun. It's alright.
That's the Hondells sounding a lot like the Beach Boys. Why, you ask? Well, because Brian Wilson and Mike Love wrote that song. You know, the Honda 90 was limited to just 5 horsepower by law, so some guys used to pull the leather gasket off the carburetor, they'd pull the muffler off, and that little Honda used to sound like a stock car. Coming up next, our number 27 car hit is about a date gone terribly wrong. J. Frank Wilson and the Cavaliers sing their story about two young lovers who share their last kiss together.
Well, where, oh, where can my baby be? The Lord took her away from me. She's gone to heaven, so I got to be good, so I can see my baby when I leave this world. We were out on a date in my daddy's car. We hadn't driven very far. There in the road, straight ahead, the car was stalled, the engine was dead. I couldn't stop, so I swerved to the right. I'll never forget the sound that night. The crying tires, the busting glass, the painful scream that I heard last. Well, where, oh, where can my baby be? The Lord took her away from me. She's gone to heaven, so I got to be good, so I can see my baby when I leave this world. Well, when I woke up, the rain was pouring down. There were people standing all around. Something warm running in my eyes. But I found my baby somehow that night. I raised her head and then she smiled and said, hold me, darling, for a little while. I held her close, I kissed her our last kiss. I found the love that I knew I would miss. But now she's gone, even though I hold her tight. I lost my love, my light, that night. Well, where, oh, where can my baby be? The Lord took her away from me. She's gone to heaven, so I got to be good, so I can see my baby when I leave this world.
Number 27 on our list of all-time great car songs, Last Kiss by J. Frank Wilson and the Cavaliers. James Tarver was inspired to write that song after his daughter Carol Ann died in a train car collision. And as we continue our depressing drive down the road of life and death, a 60s pop duo releases our number 26 hit about a car wreck that would actually come true for one of the duo 2 years later. Plus, we're going to hear from Detroit's first rock and roll DJ who's still going strong today. That's next on Radio Recall, DJs, Cars, and Cruisin'.
Radio Recall, the Jim Hampton Show.
Hello, everyone. Let's continue with our number 26 all-time great car song by Jan and Dean. It's about a race between a Corvette and a Jaguar XKE. They were heading west on Sunset Boulevard in Los Angeles, and everything's great until you hit that 90-degree curve just after North Whittier Drive. Dead Man's Curve.
I was cruising in my Stingray late one night when an XKE pulled up on the right. He rolled down the window of his shiny new Jag and challenged me then and there to a drag. I said, you're on, buddy, Mom, Bill's running fine. Let's come off the line now at Sunset and Vine. But I'll go you one better if you've got the nerve. Let's race all the way to Dead Man.
Started to spark, but I pulled her out and there we were at the
last thing I remember, Doc, I started to swerve. And then I saw the Jag slide into the curve. I know I'll never forget that horrible sight. I guess I found out for myself that everyone was right.
Welcome back from Dead Man's Curve.
Dead Man's Curve.
Dead Man's Curve.
Dead Man's Curve.
Dead Man's Curve, a hit in 1964 and a predictor of what would happen to Jan Barry of Jan and Dean just 2 years later. Jan was in his Corvette Stingray, and just like the song, he crashed into a truck parked on North Whittier Drive, right near Dead Man's Curve. And just a few months before that song was released, on Halloween 1963, a new radio station exploded on the Detroit radio dial. The old WKMH became WKNR, Keener 13. And I'd like you to meet the key men of music.
Hi, this is Swingin' Sweeney.
This is Robin Seymour.
And this is Jerry Goodwin.
Hi, this is Gary Stevens.
This is Bobby Green.
And this is Bill Phillips.
WKNR, Keener Radio.
Hello. This is Dick Pertin on the air every morning on Keener from 5 until 9. Goodbye.
Live the non-stop sound of Keener 13, 9 to noontime daily on the Ted Clark Show. Right, Stella?
You said it!
Hi there, this is Jerry Goodwin, noon to 3 daily on WKNR, the best thing that ever happened to the Bob Green Show.
Now, just a minute. Oh, it's the Greeny Bob Show, 3 to 7 o'clock at Keener when it's time for the Scott Regan Show.
With much more music.
You squeak. Hello there. It's me, Rodney the Wonder Rodent. Reminding you to set your watch. It's 10 to 1 now.
Hello, everybody. Jim Jeffries all night long on WKNR.
And Paul Cannon, Saturdays on Keener 13 with nonstop
music.
That's our middle name, WKNR.
Music.
Keener 13.
This is Jim Hampton on Radio Recall, and in just a moment, you're going to hear from a Keener DJ and a Detroiter who was one of the first rock and roll DJs in America. But first, let's continue our look at the biggest car songs from the city of cars, the Eagles with number 25, Take It Easy.
Well, I'm running down the road trying to loosen my load. I got 7 women on my mind. 4 that want to own me, 2 that want to stone me, 1 says she's a friend of mine. Take it easy, take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Lighten up while you still can. Don't even try to understand. Just find a place to make your stand. Take it easy. Well, I'm standing on a corner in Winslow, Arizona. In such a fine sight. It's a girl, my lord, in a flatbed Ford, slowing down to take a look at me. Come on, baby, don't say baby. I gotta know if your sweet love is gonna save me.
Motor City's come a long way since those beginning days of rock and roll, and one of Detroit's early DJs became one of the first to play top 40 music on the radio. His name is Robin Seymour, and I'd like you to meet this incredible talent who paved the way for all of us who sat behind a microphone in this business, and of course to countless artists who ended up becoming icons of entertainment. Remember this?
Yes, this is Bobbin with Robin, Robin Seymour. Today you're going to hear the top 5, all the hits, and our guest star today, we're going to be talking to Elvis Presley.
Hold me close, hold me tight, make me thrill with delight. Let me know where I stand from the start. I
remember, I think it was 1956 when Elvis Presley appeared on the Ed Sullivan Show. Remember, he did all that shaking and wagging and all that kind of stuff in those days. That was really something. And I got on the air the next day and I said, this guy's never going to make it. I was doing a real gimmick bit, to be honest with you. But I will tell you this. That night when I went home, there were 200 bikes in front of my house with big signs. Get rid of Robin. Get rid of Robin. Down with Robin. He doesn't like Elvis. So when I got to be a disc jockey playing 78s, the record distributors and the record companies would come and show you records. They'd bring me records by an artist like Bull Moose Jackson, some new kid just starting out, Little Richard, and a few more that I can't think of at the moment. And they were had a great sound. So I started playing these records. Now here we are at a station called WKMH in Detroit, which later became the very well-known Keener WKNR. We were upstairs of a furniture store. And I recall that the equipment in those days was very heavy. Today you can get a recorder thing and just put it on your desk or hold it in your hand. But those heavy things, and I remember the floor used to sort of sway a little bit. And we'd play these records. And the kids would come from next door, which was Sacred Heart, a church. They'd sit in the studio, which held about 30 or 40 people. And they would dance and they would listen to the records. We were doing a TV show on radio. We didn't even realize it at that time. And I think that was it because I was young, not too far from a teenager myself, 20 years old, just got out of the service. And we started introducing these records. It started out, in fact, the boss many times would come into me and he'd say, Robin, you know, I go down to the DAC all the time and these people say, why is that guy playing all these funny sounding records all the time? And he says, Robin, what's the deal? I says, well, the young kids like them, you know, and it's going. He says, well, we're selling airtime. Everything seems to be happy, and you got an audience going, so okay. And we were really the first, I think, pop disc jockey.
Robin with the Robin, no more time for sobbing.
That's the great Robin Seymour. He and the other Keener key men of music just got together in New York City for a 50th reunion the other day. It was Robin, Gary Stevens, Swinging Sweeney, remember him, Jerry Goodwin, and Bob Green, all reminiscing about one of the greatest radio stations from Detroit's past. Coming up, you're going to hear a jingle symphony. All those great little station identifiers we used to listen to on Detroit radio, plus our number 24 all-time great car song on Radio Recall.
Well, I pulled out of Pittsburgh, rolling down that eastern seaboard. I got my diesel wound up and she's a-running like I never before. There's a speed zone ahead of it, all right. I don't see a cop in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I got me 10 forward gears on a Georgia overdrive. I'm taking little white pills and my eyes are open wide. I just passed a Jimmy in a white. I've been a-passing everything in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. Well, it seems like a month since I kissed my baby goodbye. I could have a lot of women, but I'm not a like of some of the guys. I could find one to hold me tight, but I could never make my livings all right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. ICC is a checking on down the line. Well, I'm a little overweight and my logbook's away behind. But nothing bothers me tonight. I can dodge all the scales all right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
Dave Dudley had a million selling hit and a gold record with 6 days on the road. And it topped the top 40 and country charts at the same time. But it got its play right here in Detroit. The first time you ever heard it was on Detroit radio. This is Jim Hampton. Coming up next, we're going to have another teen tragedy song, and also you're going to hear much, much more on Radio Recall, DJs, Cars, and Cruisin'.
Radio Recall, the Jim Hampton Show.
Is she really going out with him?
Well, there she is. Let's ask her.
Betty, is that Jimmy's ring you're wearing?
Mm-hmm.
Gee, it must be great riding with him. Is he picking you up after school today?
Mm-mm.
By the way, where'd you meet him?
I met him at the candy store. He turned around and smiled at me. You get the picture?
Yes, we see.
That's when I fell for
the leader of the pack.
Folks are always putting him down.
Down, down.
They said he came from the wrong side of town.
What do you mean when you say that he came from the wrong side of town?
They told me he was bad. I knew he was sad. That's why I fell for
the leader of the pack.
Sort of small, he kissed me goodbye. The tears were beginning to show. As he drove away on that rainy night, I begged him to go slow. And whether he heard, I'll never know.
Sad story of Jimmy, not this Jimmy, driving away from Betty on that rainy night after she dumped him, only to end up in a horrific car crash. You knew that was coming, right? That's The Leader of the Pack by the Shangri-Las. That song was a hit in the summer of 64.
We've got music, memories, DJs, on Radio Recall, the Jim Hampton Show.
Countdown about cars from the Motor City would not be complete without a great driving sound. And here's one for all you gearheads. Number 22 is by Canada's own Bachmann Turner Overdrive. Fred Turner of VTO are re-energizing audiences all over the world, playing at classic rock concerts and just recently at Caesars Windsor Coliseum. Plus, the 40th anniversary edition of Not Fragile has just been released. They are definitely taking care of business. Well, whether you're cruising around or listening to the radio someplace else, I hope you're enjoying the music right here on Radio Recall. The Beach Boys have devoted a lot of their music to cars, to cruising, to girls, and to the California surfer lifestyle. And now they're still at the top of their game.
Come on, let's cruise, you got nothing to lose, so come on, let's cruise, you got nothing to lose, so come on, let's cruise, you got nothing to lose, so come on, hey baby, come on. All of these years. Hey girl, let's go for a spin. Hop in my hot rod and do it again. You got a greenhouse effect on me. I know a secret spot, paradise by the sea. We'll find a place with park that's kinda cool after dark. We'll take a trip on up to the lake, down by the river, where we can make out on the island, pick up on the kid, punch up your favorite station, toss in your
when we go cruising. Well, everything is all
come right and let's cruise, you got nothing
to lose, when we go cruising now.
Baby, put your top down, parade around downtown, people trying to cool down, party all summer.
Coming up, you're going to meet Big Jim Edwards from the Big 8 CKLW. Plus, we're going to hear a song that pays tribute to the Corvette. That's next on Radio Recall, DJs, Cars, and Cruisin'.